Meditation on Equanimity, One of the Four Immeasurables. In this meditation, we will explore equanimity, one of the four immeasurables, a state of open, impartial presence that allows us to hold all beings in balanced awareness, free from attachment or aversion. This practice invites us to cultivate equanimity by examining how we feel about and respond to others, those we love, those we struggle with, and those we barely notice. By becoming aware of our preferences, biases, and emotional reactions, we create space to relax those patterns and develop a more stable, spacious, equitable heart. Often, it's easier to begin with others before turning this practice inward, and that's okay. Sometimes, as we release clinging and judgment toward others, we begin to soften the harshness we direct at ourselves. Through this, we open to a kind of presence that is both wise and compassionate, one that recognizes all beings as equally worthy of care. We'll begin the meditation by taking 6 deep intentional breaths. With each exhale, gently let go of the tension and soften into the moment. For the first 2 breaths, breathe your awareness into any physical tightness or holding. Breathe into those areas and exhale with a sense of softening and ease. For the next 2 breaths, notice any emotional charge or restlessness. Let your breath gently dissolve what arises, releasing as you exhale. For the final 2 breaths, bring attention to any mental chatter, thoughts, worries, or inner noise. Let the breath clear the mind, like wind, through an open field. Now set a quiet intention in your heart. May this practice serve the well-being of myself and all beings. Think quietly. May this practice serve the well-being of myself and all beings. You may keep your eyes open gently or softly close them. We start by visualizing 3 people seated in front of you. To your right, visualize someone with whom you have a difficult relationship. This could be someone who has harmed or upset you, someone you're currently in conflict with, or a person from your past who still lives in your thoughts with tension and resentment. In the center, visualize someone neutral, perhaps a person you encounter regularly, but you have no strong feelings about or connection to. On your left, visualize a loved one, someone you feel warmth, appreciation, and closeness toward. Let each of these individuals become vivid in your awareness. We begin with the difficult person. Look at the person with whom you have difficulty. Notice the energy that arises when you see them. What feelings come up in your body, your heart, your mind? Is there tension, judgment, discomfort, aversion? Just notice what arises. Bring curiosity to this dynamic. Explore how this aversion or judgment or discomfort developed. Was it something they said or did? Did they violate your values or harm you in some way? Or is it more subtle, a personality trait or belief system that clashes with yours? Really observe what it's like to hold this energy of dislike, this feeling of pushing away, this sense of wanting to avoid. We're not trying to soften anything here, just becoming aware of the way you feel about them, this somewhat negative energy, and noticing how it feels in your body. How it feels to feel that negativity or strong aversion to them. Really allow yourself to feel that. Next, shift your attention to the person in the center, the one toward whom you feel little to nothing. Notice the energetic quality here. Is there apathy, disinterest, a kind of blank space in your awareness? Reflect on how often we move through life not seeing others fully. How easy it is to overlook the richness of another person's story simply because they haven't impacted us directly. Now, turn your attention to the person you love. Note the warmth, the closeness, the care. What arises in your body and mind when you think of them? Perhaps there's joy, comfort, affection, and perhaps also longing, protectiveness, or a desire to be close. Notice the pull, the magnetism. How does it feel to want someone to be near, to stay connected, to never lose them? Hold all three people in your awareness at once. The difficult person, the neutral person, and the loved one. Begin to feel the energetic contrast between how you relate to each of them. The tension, the indifference, the craving. With the difficult person, really observe what it's like to hold this energy of dislike, this feeling of pushing away. Then consider, what pain or confusion might this person be carrying? What suffering or unresolved experiences might have shaped the way they behave? You are not trying to excuse anything. Simply recognize the possibility that their actions were born from confusion or hurt, not from an inherent badness. Stay present with that awareness and let some of the harshness you hold begin to soften. Don't force anything, just gently loosen. Now gently bring the person whom you barely notice or pay attention to into a little clearer focus. Remember, this is a being with full emotional life, with joy and sorrow, with dreams and disappointments. Let the sense of connection begin to form. Not through attachment, but through recognition. They are just like you in their wish to be happy and free from pain. This is not about manufacturing emotion. Just allow the subtle shift to happen. Less indifference, more presence, more attention and caring. Move your attention to the person that you love and care deeply about. Gently reflect on the difference between love and attachment. Love is spacious. Attachment can bind. Begin to loosen the need to hold or possess. Let this person be free. You can still love them deeply without clinging. Let them rest in your awareness as they are whole, complete, and sovereign. This practice isn't about erasing feelings. It's about seeing the feelings clearly, being more aware of the energetic impact they can have on how we show up in the world. It's about loosening the extremes. Let the push and pull begin to settle. Let each person be simply as they are. No better, no worse, no closer, no farther. Feel a shift toward balance, a softening of presence, a movement towards spacious impartiality. This is equanimity, not cold detachment, but warm, steady presence, recognizing all beings as equal, without the attachment or aversion that ultimately are the causes and conditions of suffering. Let's expand this equanimity to all beings. Allow the field of equanimity to grow. Think of other people in your life, friends, family, strangers, those you avoid. Let each one appear in your awareness, and as they do, offer them the same impartial care. Include those you may have forgotten, those you overlook, those who irritate you, those you admire, those you envy, those you fear, and those you love. Let them all arise, and as they do, hold them in the same steady gaze. No favorites, no enemies, just beings, each with their own path, their own story, their own suffering. Finally, include yourself. let yourself be seen in this light, equal to all others, not better, not worse, just another being navigating life as best you can. Let this equanimity become vast. Let it become immeasurable. This meditation on equanimity invites us to recognize how attachment, aversion, and indifference distort the way we relate to others. By seeing these energetic imbalances clearly, we begin to soften their grip. We learn to meet others and ourselves with greater balance, clarity, and kindness. Not by shutting down, but by opening up. Not by detaching, but by releasing bias, we can experience freedom and peace. This is the foundation of true compassion, a heart that is steady, unbiased, and free.